Hello again. You are listening to the Melting Pot Radio Hour. My name is Michael Barnes. I am the host of this show and the curator of this blog, Melting Pot. On today's show, what I'm going to do, this is really the last of these Econocast webcasts that I've been doing here while I've been taking a little break away from KCRW, my usual radio gig, which I'll be returning to next week. For this last one, what I thought is I do something special and present what are essentially my Desert Island Discs. Now, Desert Island Discs is a long-running program of quite some acclaim on the BBC. And the basic idea of the program is that you have a guest on, a person, they tell you what music they really cannot live without if they were, in fact, trapped on a deserted island. They also ask them to take one book along and one luxury item. For a book, I would choose the complete poetical works and letters of John Keats. I at a very young age, got into poetry, and I don't know if there's a better poet. Certainly not one who's more romantic than John Keats. And the letters that he wrote are as good as the poetry. So that's the book, all 500 pages of it, that I would take with me. A luxury item, you know, I was thinking about this. It's kind of taken for granted, I suppose, that the record player I have is portable and that it has, I guess, solar-powered rechargeable batteries. Otherwise, you know, what use are these records to me? So if I have already some kind of solar-powered battery charger for said portable turntable, then I guess my luxury item that I would want to have with me is a king-size Reese's peanut butter cup, 4 cups. I love chocolate. I love peanut butter. And I imagine that kind of thing's not really going to be available on a deserted island. But thankfully, at least according to the conceit of this program, there will be music. Now, generally, on the actual Desert Island Disc program on the BBC, they only choose 8 pieces of music. This would just be incredibly difficult for me to do. So I have a top 10 here, but I also have a set of honorable mentions. So these are several records that I would really, really want to take and would try my best to stuff into my record bag that I guess I would have on me when I got stuck on this island. So here are a couple of records, honorable mentions, records that are almost in my top 10 of records that I would take to a deserted island, beginning with something that may surprise some of you out there, but if you know me very well, especially from the old days back in Atlanta, you know that I am a huge fan of the Monkees. And the Monkees were really the first real pop group from the 60s or otherwise that I really identified with musically, and their sound really caused me to appreciate a lot of different sounds, but especially a lot of just pure pop sounds. And whatever you think of the Monkees, you have to admit that they put together some exceptional pop recordings. So the honorable mention comes from the record that the Monkees did themselves. Recorded themselves, played all the music for the record themselves, with I think maybe one or two instances where somebody else I think was playing bass, something along those lines. But virtually everything on the record was played by the Monkees themselves. That album is Headquarters, and the song you're going to hear from it right now, part of the set of honorable mentions to my Desert Island Discs. You told me the name of the song from the Monkees here on the Melting Pot Radio Hour.
Things that did not match what you told me. your love that would not last, that you told me.
Shook them loose. A Jeep is blasting from the urban streets. Loops of funk over hardcore beats. The moon dabbles in the morning sky as the minutes just creep on by. I get a thought and here comes my tribe. Ritual shakes and in good vibes. Like always, the quest begins. In the mist though, but the rhythms move in. We find a spot and we sit and chat, speaking on the status quo of rap. A derelict makes a real long speech. We pay attention to the words he read. When he was done, we rattled on. There was no rush because it wasn't dawn. We pointed things out about these times. There was the famines and the crazy crimes. Inflation of the nation, it bothers me. I better go gold to pay the taxes. Gotta be swift, society. The man who's made is the man who maxes. The grounds we're living are being discussed. As we go, it gets close to dusk. Gather thoughts and save a breath, cause there's only a few hours left.
After hours, that was cool. After hours, that was cool.
You got to.
Me, oh my, hey. The human hours are here to stay. That's how it seems, there's fights we witness. Bug out all night, axe fight, he's with this. Girls, he scheme on this conversation. I add my 2 cents for a revelation. And my watch continually tick-tocks. Shahi will bring up the beat that rocks. I hear the frogs and the smashing of bottles. A car revs up and I hear it throttle. It probably moves with the morning wind. Oh my God, his wife again. Hear him talking about last night's game, trying to remember someone's name. So hear the frogs dancing in the street. Once again, Ali will bring up the beat like this.
Yeah.
The beat is over and so is the night. The sun rising and the shine is bright. We all say peace and go our separate ways. Youth is fading as we gain our days. Explanation for the song is simp. The hours creep, excuse me, I mean limp. As we go, you hear a gasp, a laugh. As we start up our rhythmic path like this.
After hours, that was cool. After hours, that was cool.
You got to.
A great big expression of happiness, boy, you couldn't miss. With a dozen roses, such would astound you. The joy of children laughing around you. These are the makings of you. It is true. The makings of you. The righteous way to go, little one would know or believe if I told them so. You're second to none. The love of all men should reflect some sign of these words I've tried to recite. They are close but not quite, almost impossible to do, reciting the makings of you. Righteous way to go, little one would know or believe if I told them so. You're second to none. The love of all mankind should reflect some sign of these words I've tried to recite. They are close but not quite, almost impossible to do, reciting the makings of you.
I'd like to know completely. pass me by. Maybe when I'm older, what do you think I'd see? If I could walk away from being. Candy says, I hate the quiet places that cause the smallest taste of what will be.
Breezes in the top of a tree, but now you're here, bright in my northern sky. I've been a long time that I'm waiting. I've been a long time that I'm blown. Been a long time that I've wandered, but through the people I have known. Oh, if you would and you could straighten my new mind's eye. Thank you.
Would you love me for my money? Would you love me for my head? Would you love me through the winter? Would you love me till I'm dead? Oh, if you would, and you could, come blow your horn on high. I never felt magic, crazy sis. I never saw moons, knew the meaning of the sea. I never held emotion in the palm of my hand. I felt sweet breezes in the top of a tree. But now you're here, bright in my northern sky.
Music from Nick Drake, rounding out a set of records that almost made the cut into my top 10 Desert Island Discs. Brighter Later, the name of the record released in 1970. Northern Sky, the name of the song, maybe my favorite from Nick Drake, certainly on my favorite record from Nick Drake. Also in the set, music from the Velvet Underground, from what was their third record, though it was just self-titled, The Velvet Underground. Just after John Cale left, 1969. Candy Says, the name of that song. That record is, I like to say, it's 7/10 of a perfect record. If they had stopped after song number 7, that probably would have been definitely in my top 10. Those first 7 songs on that record are just this amazing song cycle. Very autobiographical in some ways from Lou Reed, but just incredible stuff that starts off with Candy Says from the Velvet Underground. Also in the set, music from Curtis Mayfield from the first record he did after he split from The Impressions. It was simply titled Curtis from 1970. The Makings of You was the name of the song that you heard from that. We also had what's the only hip-hop record on this list, either in the honorable mentions or in the actual top 10, which is sort of surprising, you know, when I actually sat down to figure out what would be on this list. You know, hip-hop has informed the way that I hear music, the way I listen to music so much. But when I actually, you know, had to come up with the records as opposed to the songs, you know, this was the only one that really stood out and didn't quite make the cut into the top 10. But a great record nonetheless. Tribe Called Quest, People's Instinctive Travels and the Paths of Rhythm. The name of the record from 1990. Right at the heart of the golden era in hip-hop. After Hours, the name of the song from Tribe Called Quest. That record, along with De La Soul's 3 Feet High and Rising, really were the records that pushed me to really discover a lot of those original sounds and got me interested in a whole lot of different music. And so I definitely wanted to make sure that was in here in some way, even though it wouldn't be one of the records that I took with me on a deserted island. It started things off, another major influence for me, The Monkees. Headquarters, the name of the record. The first record where they were actually playing the instruments. And I know there are a couple things. There's like some bass that's not played by the original four members. I think the producer, Chip Douglas, plays bass on a couple of tracks. There might be some horns on there in other parts as well, but it is virtually all music performed by the Monkees. The first time they were able to do that. And a record that, like several records that are on this list, records where the artists were really able to kind of assert their own individuality and their own creativity in a way that they hadn't beforehand. And that's, for me at least, what makes Headquarters the best Monkees album. There are other records that certainly sold better, and Headquarters didn't really have any super big hits on it, but it's just a great record, and the boys had great feeling throughout that record. And You Told Me, the name of the track, with once again my favorite Monkee, Michael Nesmith, singing the lead on that track. In the background right now, actually, is another record that just barely misses a cut, another exceptional record from John Coltrane and his classic quartet, Love Supreme. The name of the album, a record that I'm kind of surprised it's not in the top 10, but I feel like the 10 records that are in the top 10 records that I would take with me to a deserted island are just a little bit more exceptional. And so I'll be starting off with number 10 in that top 10, Deserted Island Disc, in just a moment here on the Melting Pot Radio Hour.
Love Supreme.